I love you, man.
Good evening, sir. How are you? See you.
It's 6:30. I'm gonna call to order the Land and Natural Resource Cultural Preservation Committee on September 15th, 2015. I'm gonna ask Mark Randolph for an invocation.
Lord, we're thankful for the day that you've given us, Lord. Thankful for the breath, for the joy of living, for the fruits of the Spirit, Lord. We say thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your goodness. Pay tribute to you today, Lord. We ask that you guide and direct us always. You cover us in your blood. That you seal this room in the name of Jesus. I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, roll call, Lord. Agazi.
Darrell Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Here.
Joyce Steer.
Present.
David Nichols. Mitch Jack.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, I have four present, one absent.
Four present, one absent. That constitutes a quorum. Any business transaction would be valid. Our next it's approval minutes for on the 8/11/2015. I'll give you a couple of minutes to review that before a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to accept the minutes with any additional changes.
Motion's been made by Representative Jack.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Randolph. Roll call vote.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, three in favor, zero against.
Three in favor, zero against, as minutes have been approved. The next order of business is our church and ceremonial ground grant applications. Hickory Ground number 2 Indian Baptist Church. Do we have anybody present?
Stand up.
Stand up and come up. Here, please, if you don't mind. All right, we just need one. the spokesperson for the church, if you don't mind.
I was kidding, all right.
Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm. Glad to be here.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little about which your grant application?
I need a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Motion to pass.
Second.
Okay, discussion.
All right, now we're in this discussion. Do we need to? Okay.
Well, we'd like to extend our charge, the whole thing. Well, kind of nervous.
That's all right.
Never did it before, but. Okay, trying to have that extension and remodel church, roof and flooring, and add on the air conditioner if we extended it, but it's not that much that we're going to extend it, but and re-roof the arbor and the church. The reason we applied is we do need help because the flooring, the church is old. Yeah. We do have funerals, and regular church service once a month, but we have Wednesday night service, but through, it's like every month, that's how it is through to our church. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of visitors that come, so, and
you have a budget submitted on that, is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Your budget is for how much? I know you're asking for 50, but your budget is a little bit over that, is that right? Or is it
yes.
Right at 50? Okay.
A bit over.
Okay. You understand that we can your amount that you're asking for is 50, you know, any amount, anything over that, that's on the church.
Okay.
So if your budget, the one is your, if your bid is, whatever, 71 or whatever, 82 or something, you know, anything over 50 is what y'all have to come up with.
Okay.
I don't know which one, the exact budget ones you was looking at.
I totaled it, but I didn't bring mine.
Okay.
Yeah, I tallied it, but it's like almost 50.
Okay, okay. I was looking at all these right here.
These are the one that was higher, so we got the lowest.
Okay, this is the one I didn't look at. I noticed all these were a lot higher, but this is the one we're going with. Okay. And how much is that? Can you tell me that?
I have a tallied, but not on this one.
Okay, that's fine, that's fine.
48.
48, okay.
Right, thank you.
So you're looking to, like you said, re-roof and then addition, your interior remodel, and you got to rewire and AC and heat and an arbor to re-roof. And that totals around 48. Anybody have any questions? You had a, y'all received a grant before, is that correct?
I don't really know, I don't understand what you mean by grant.
This is a grant here that you're getting, applying for, and you received funds from this particular grant.
Jen, how did you score here, so means it's a?
No, far as I know, no.
I received one last year for $5,000, and then your $2,000, and I got $10,000.
Okay, but, yeah, and all receipts have been turned in.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, okay, that's what we usually have to ask, make sure everything's turned in before you receive another grant. So keep in mind, on this particular one, $50,000, keep all your receipts. Everything has to total up with the funds you got, so in order to receive any more. No McDonald's.
No McDonald's.
You got a baloney to eat.
Come on, let's head.
But it, you know, it's strictly for, or what you, all this right here, you know, everything, all your receipts with, you know, for material, and if you're paying someone, you know, stuff like that. But it's strictly for this project, this construction project. You know, I know a lot of times you want to help with something else, but this is strictly for this project, and that's only. And then everything, all the receipts have to go with that. Anything else?
So how often do I have to turn them in? Or would it be after our church is finished?
Yeah, when it's completed. But don't take 10 years.
I lost the receipt.
Go ahead.
So you could bring the buyer too and make copies, that way you could have copies for your church, and then you could turn in originals.
Yeah.
Yes, keep copies.
Just in case.
Okay.
You know, if you have.
Gacy, you said.
If you have receipts, make copies, you know, let everybody, you know, that's the main thing. That's what we're trying to do, is keep everything in order. That way, you know, be eligible to receive another grant. And that's what all that amounts to. Any other questions? Yes.
Your application states you received money in 2014. What was that used for?
I don't know.
I think we looked that up, Gacy.
I haven't checked to see what it was used for.
Oh, we didn't know what it used for, but they did receive $5,000.
Okay.
I think it was that lawnmower.
Was it the lawnmower?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
I just knew y'all had given the church money to get it. I do know that.
Did you get it?
Well, of course, I use it.
Okay.
I don't. I lie, I don't. Too hot out there.
All right. Any other questions? Okay, the motion was for, to approve. Roll call.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Mitch Jarrett?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
Three in favor and 0 against, that motion is approved. And is everything correct on this, all the information? All that right there, okay. And will you be handling all the receipts and everything? Okay. All right.
Okay.
So no McDonald's.
Pizza Hut.
Okay, our next grant application is Morning Star Evangelistic Center. Do you have any representatives from that? All right. Good evening. State your name and yours.
I'm Nigel Big Pond. I'm pastor of Morning Star Evangelistic Center. And he's not here. We had a 6.5 inches of water in 2 hours in May the 24th. Actually, 23rd and 24th, it flooded our church. All the carpet in the church and nursery and offices. And so I was told to get 3 bids, which I did. I turned them in to y'all. And we had to have people come in and bring their humidifiers and fans and all that, but that's not in that bid, but this is just for the carpet and all that.
No. Excuse us for a second. Mm-hmm. We need a motion for this one.
Motion due pass.
Second. Have a motion for due pass by Mr. Randolph and seconded by Ms. Deere. We are in discussion, so continue.
Well, anyway, I turned in all the bids, what y'all asked for, 3 bids. Mm-hmm. And there is at 15, 587, 20, 21, 296, 37, and a 10, 78, 6, 64, which is only the sanctuary. The other two are for the office space, nursery, and sanctuary.
And you're asking for the $20,000?
Yes.
Grant?
21, yeah. Okay. 21, 296, 30.
That's the one you're going to be going with the bid on that one, so you're asking for the 20, okay.
Yeah.
And you have received funds in, the last one was in 09?
Yes.
And it also states that receipts were provided.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
How old is y'all's church?
It's 23 years old.
How many members do y'all have?
We have 50, oh, close to 50 members.
Do y'all still sing in the language?
Mm-hmm. Uchi,
huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Every once in a while we throw creeks on
them. Hurry up. Just every once in a while.
Yeah. Gotta have hallelujah song.
Gotta have that one. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I have a question, Chairman. Is there, in the grant, is there something that specifies natural disasters also?
Yes.
No. They should.
It waives all the requirements as far as, you know, if they got $50,000, they can't get it for 10 years. So, yeah, natural disaster.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, motion is for approval. Roll call.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Louis Deere?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Mm-hmm. And that all your information is correct on here.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next order of business is TR-15161, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of agreement with the Cherokee Nation, Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma, Osage Nation, Quapaw Tribe of Oklahoma, and United Catoosa Band of Cherokee Indians in Oklahoma for cooperative tribal monitoring and support with regards to the Magellan LP Pipeline Project in Sebastian, White, Lone Oak, and Pulaski Counties, Arkansas. Our sponsor is Joyce Dare.
Mr. Chairperson, I'd like to make a motion to do pass.
Motion for do pass by Ms. Dare. We have a second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Randolph. Discussion?
Yes, I would like to invite Ms. Johnny Jacobs up to explain this Magellan pipeline.
Hello.
Good evening.
What we have before us tonight is a MOA between our tribe and the tribes listed on here to help support them in a cooperative agreement that the tribes have been trying to work out with Magellan Company directly. This was a Corps of Engineers project. It involved three districts within the Corps of Engineers. The Corps of Engineers went ahead and gave their permit. We have some issues with that, but at this point now, we're looking to try to work directly with the company if we can, and try to get tribal monitoring out there on the line. This particular project is just in Arkansas, and it crosses parts of our Trail of Tears routes. So what this is just saying to the other tribes that we'll be signing off on that cooperative agreement. We're not signing off on it, that cooperative agreement, for a couple reasons. One, because this project is starting just on Monday when people have to go out, and so it's pretty quick to try to get something through our system. And then two, one of the tribes at the meeting with the company stated that they would provide monitoring on our own dime. And that's something that our tribe just won't do, and I don't think that that's the right thing to kind of do. We always want something like that to be at the burden of the company. So for those reasons, a couple others, we decided not to be part of that cooperative agreement, but we want to support the tribes however we can, just not financially. So. And I've got some handouts if you guys would like, just some maps showing this. Portion of this route is over by our removal routes, over by Little Rock. There you go. And portion of it is over by Fort Smith. Yeah. One more. And as you can see, the first map there shows you the portion over by Fort Smith, our removal route. We have a large buffer area too that encompasses this. Oh, sorry. Here you go. I'll put a couple more over here. And then the second map shows the line of the route over by Little Rock, and you can see sort of in that peach color is our removal route areas. And we have about a 3-mile buffer area around that. We can sort of narrow that down a little bit more. It basically encompasses about 7 miles of our removal route through these areas. The third page is the construction schedule that we received from the company. And whenever you have a pipeline like this, it doesn't happen all in one full line. Like, you don't start at one end and do clearing, grading, and trenching, then just keep on moving down the line. You got different legs of it that happen at one time. So you may be clearing in an area, you may be grading an area, you may be trenching in an area. So that's why we need to have monitors out there on the places where we can. Within the permit, the Corps had negotiated to have archaeological monitors and tribal monitors out there for just certain little segments. So this project's a little bit more complicated even than some of our bigger ones, just because we have permit areas very specific where the Corps was making the company have ones. And then we're negotiating with the company to try to get monitors out on the other areas throughout too, just directly with them. But with this particular agreement we're looking at today, it's just for us to help support the other tribes that are involved in this project too.
Okay, any questions? Any questions from the committee? Anybody else? So basically, I know it says out there, and we're just in support of what your efforts there.
Right, and even we're,
like you said, we're not.
Yeah, that was one part of our MOA at the very end. We definitely specifically stated this does not put a financial obligation on any of the tribes involved in this.
Okay. So. No other questions? Roll call.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Ms. Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, three in favor, zero against.
Three in favor, zero against, that motion passes.
Okay, thank you.
Next one we have is TR-15162, a tribal resolution of Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute memorandum of agreement among the Indian Health Service, the Muskogee Creek Nation, the Shakota Public Works Authority for wastewater disposal facilities for Indian-owned homes within the city of Shakota, Oklahoma. Our sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for you pass from Mr. Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Jack. Discussion.
Mr. Gillinger, will you speak to this?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, this is our memorandum agreement between the nation, IHS, and the, in this case, the city of Shakota. And it is for them to provide wastewater disposal facilities for Native people within the Shakota area. And it's the standard agreement we generally enter into with IHS. There's no financial obligation on the behalf of the nation. Our citizens will be getting this wastewater disposal service. It's paid for by the IHS and the city of Shakota. I think our only obligation under the agreement is to encourage people to maintain the sewer and wastewater lines, and whenever they have meetings to discuss the project, encourage those who are participating in the project to show up. So no financial obligation on behalf of the nation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? No questions. Okay, roll call.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Ms. Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I got three in favor, zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR-15163, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of agreement between the Muskogee Creek Nation and the Indian Health Service for the construction, improvement, and installation of satisfactory domestic water supply and adequate wastewater disposal facilities for 23 Indian homes in Creek, Hughes, Mays, McIntosh, Muskogee, Okwuskee, Okmulgee, Rogers, Seminole, Tulsa, and Wagner Counties, Oklahoma. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Have a motion for a due pass from Mr. Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Jack. Discussion.
No discussion unless you guys have questions.
Same agreement. Any questions? Roll call.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Ms. Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I got three in favor, zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That motion passes. Next item we have is TR-15166, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of agreement among the Indian Health Service, the Muskogee Creek Nation, and the city of Wetumpka for satisfactory wastewater disposal facilities for Indian-owned homes in the city of Wetumpka, Hughes County, Oklahoma. Sponsor is Joyce Dare.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Ms. Dare.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Randolph. Discussion.
Other questions?
Same agreement?
It's the same.
Okay. Any questions? No questions? Roll call.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Ms. Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I got three in favor, zero against.
Three in favor and zero against. That motion passes. Our next item is TR-15167, tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of agreement among the Indian Health Service, the Muskogee Creek Nation, and the Weleka Public Works Authority for satisfactory domestic water supply facilities for Indian-owned homes in Okwuskee County, Oklahoma. Our sponsor is Joyce Dare.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by
Second.
Ms. Dare, seconded by Mitch Jack. Discussion. I believe this is the same agreement.
Yes.
A roll call.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Ms. Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I got three in favor, zero against.
Three in favor and zero against. That motion passes. Next item we have is NCA-15203, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muskogee Creek citizen. Our sponsor is Adam Jones. No sponsor here. What's the pleasure of the committee?
Make motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass.
Second.
Mr. Jack, seconded by Mr. Randolph. Discussion.
Is anyone here?
Is there anyone here that in reference to this legislation? Miss Marie Fabian?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Chairman, all I say is, please go on with the amount, what the law says, the 250.
Okay. So is that something that needs to be amended? We need to amend that.
Lucia.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to amend it to 250.
Okay, a motion's been made to amend to 250. And it'll change the section 6 on that waiver also.
And the findings. So I'll make that change throughout the legislation.
Okay. All right, motion been made to amend to 250.
Second.
All right, seconded by Mr. Randolph. The roll call.
Ms. Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
Okay, that amendment passes. Back to the main motion. Any discussion? On the amended amount, roll call.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is NCA 15206, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 37, Subsection 2-118, entitled Comprehensive Assistance Grant Program for Churches and Ceremonial Grounds.
Don't listen to this before the BFNJ.
Okay. Backing up, our NCA 15203 would be submitted to BFNJ for funding source. Thank you. Next item was NCA 15206. Our sponsor was David Nichols. And he's not here this evening. What's the pleasure of the committee?
Motion to pass for discussion.
Motion for due pass for discussion by Mr. Randolph.
Second.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Deere. Discussion? Anybody?
Well, for myself, I guess the concern I have is I think this grant came in 2008, 2009, 2007. When it first came, a lot of people came and you can get up to 50,000. So in 10 years, it's coming close. It's gonna make a full circle. We're gonna have a lot of people coming again. In the past 3 or 4 years, we haven't utilized this grant. We haven't exhausted it or anything, but it always goes back to the treasury. And to me, it's kind of like a nest egg. If something was to happen, just like Mr. Big Pond's, you know, a natural disaster. We spoke earlier as committee members, and we thought if something ever happened with the ceremonial grounds and we needed to purchase them, where would we draw the money? So for me, I like the idea that money's there. And then, like I say, in this 10 years coming up, if we had 10 churches come up and ask for 50,000, there's 500,000 right there. And so I'm not in support of change the bill. I do believe that Mr. Nichols was looking at it from a good place, thinking about the budget. But for me, if we were going to cut something, I'd like to see us cut something else. I'd like to look at other things, maybe even salaries, you know. But that's all I have to say.
All right. I think that money was put there for the ceremonial grounds and churches. I think it should just stay there. Because, you know, just like what Mr. Randolph said, if it's cut down to 500,000, you know, then there we are again. If that money's used up, well, we're going to find a funding source to fulfill that, you know, for the next.
That's right.
So I'm not in support of this.
Thank you. Yes.
That's the way I feel. It was appropriated for specific purpose for ceremonial grounds in the churches, and my feeling is that it should stay there and stay that amount. And I believe there are some citizens here that want to speak on this. I'd like to invite Ms. Chimona Deere to, if she would, she had asked to address this.
Okay.
That's okay. The committee.
I just have a few things to say.
Okay.
I've worked with a few churches and have been asked to sometimes come and help cook. Mm-hmm. And I know these are minor things compared to the amounts of money that y'all are talking about, but there's been times I've gone to churches and before they bring the body to the church, sometimes when we get ready to cook, sometimes they don't have propane at the camp house. And we've been having to build fire outside in the middle of winter and cook at the camp house, in the back of the camp house when the family comes. There's been time tribal citizens had to use their food stamps to buy water because the churches don't have water. And I've broken tribal tradition, culture, if that's what you want to, you know, what you say. But I've had to help lift bodies into the church because the ramps weren't good enough to hold the body to get into the church. I've broken tradition and culture by doing stuff like that. But a lot of these churches don't know that this money's available to help the simple things as fixing the ramps. Same thing with the ceremonial grounds. Just last year, some of the fire departments got fire trucks and things. But the ceremonial grounds called and said, hey, we're getting ready for green corn. We don't even have water. Can you help us find water? So we called around and found water. We found water buffalo so the ceremonial grounds could have water. But a lot of these grounds and churches here, they don't know that this money is available for simple things as water or fixing rent for these elders so they can get to the bathroom. Just here last month, they had singing over here at one of the churches in Wetumpka. And they couldn't get an elder just to the bathroom. They had to help carry her and try to get her in there. These bathrooms aren't handicap accessible. The simple things that we all overlook is not there. But I don't know whose job it is to tell our citizens that this money is available to fix a simple bathroom. But every time there's a funeral, these bathrooms are clogged up. There's no propane. These stoves don't work. The oven doesn't work. I don't know how many times like we get in there to cook and the water's clogged up. We're having to look for water, haul water from Walmart or somewhere. This happens every time. It's not just once in a while. And even simple things as light bulbs. We're looking for light bulbs. But these are just the simple things that we're looking for in these churches, whether it's a ramp to get an elder up or to carry a body up. But each and every one of us in this room will be carried into a church, whether you're going up that ramp or not. But these are simple things in life that we all face. But I don't know whose job it is, but somebody here needs to let all of us, all these churches and grounds know that this money is available. And it's not no thousands and thousands of dollars. But these are simple things in life that each and every one of us, our churches and grounds need to know. And I just wanted to share that with y'all, that these are things that our people need to know. They're just simple things. It's not no big major thing. The water, and the simple things of handicap, whether it's the grounds or the churches, you know, we just ask for the simple things. I had a list of things right here. I talked to some of the chiefs and some of our people. Porta-potties, there's no money for porta-potties, they're told. How come it can't come out of these funds? You know, it's not thousands of dollars to get porta-potties for our green corn, our ceremonial grounds for our last dances, you know. As people, our language is dying, and you're talking about possibly cutting off our funding for ceremonial ground in churches. The Creek hymns are dying at the churches. They had a little gospel singing over there. We had a lot of elders there, some young people there, and they were so happy to be there. And when we go to these stomp grounds, they're full of young people, and they're all happy and proud to be there. And I'm happy to see them there instead of some corner at some party somewhere. And they're sober. They're not drunk. They're sober, happy over there. You know, you all should be happy and proud to see these young people there, whether it's at church or at the ground. But they need to know how to get in touch with this money to help build these churches up and these grounds up. But the simple things, whether it's fixing up a camp, whether it's at the church or at the ground, the porta potties, the church grounds, the dumpsters, even the dumpsters, you know, They can't get the money to get the dumpsters, the water buffaloes, the simple things. But I just wanted to share that with y'all. Maro.
Thank you.
Good job.
I'd like to say something too. if I can, there's a few Micos and Hennehaws out there. I'd like to call one of them and speak on behalf of this as well. Mm-hmm. If any one of y'all would like to come up and speak, Micos or Hennehaw.
On behalf of Ceremonial Ground, I just got a few words to say. And I talked with a few people today, and we talked about this bill being cut in half to $500,000. As you all well know, that last year, Mr. Randolph created an appropriation for the churches to pay for their propane and electric, I believe it is. And then again this year, he's got to go back, try to make another appropriation. And that's coming from the interest on permanent fund, if I'm not, I think I'm correct on that. But we have this money right here. Why should we have to go to appropriation to help our churches out to pay for their utilities? I look at that, you know, we got a lot of churches, we got a lot of old folks in there. The membership is getting low. They need help. The grounds are the same way. You know, we got Christmas coming up, and what do they do? They give us $300 a ground and $300 to a church for fruits and whatever. Well, that still has to go back to the table of the National Council to get approval. Well, you would think that $300 would come out of this grant program instead of having to go through special appropriation. There's so many things that, just like the waste containers, I know the churches are not, they have to pay for their big old trash bills. And I know they like to get their churchyard looking nice too. You know, they got old camp houses that's been tore down, and they need to clean them up. I know because I've tried to help some of the churches out cleaning up their churchyards. And I do it voluntarily. But they need help. And it seems like the waste deposit containers, they should be able to come out of this same grant program instead of going back to special appropriations. You know, and I look at all these, and the grounds, ceremonial grounds, there's just a handful of us left. We're still striving to continue what our people, our ancestors, brought over. Everybody talks about the Trail of Tears, you know, but we all suffered through it to be here today. And to have unity with the churches in the grounds. You know, a long time ago when I was growing up, they said, when you get through over there at the ground, you come visit us at church. Come worship with us, listen to the word. My hokey donkey. You don't hear that no more. And we should say, hey, we were taught to have respect for whichever direction you go. And that's what we should really is try to make our young ones to have this day. If we're going to continue whichever path we walk, should know that we all look at the Creator that gave us what we got. In the churches or ceremonial grounds, it's our Creator that looks after us to give us another day. So, you know, I'm hoping we can keep this money at the same rate that it is. I mean, they had the opportunity to make it $1 million a year. Something that is great within this nation, you know, and we shouldn't try to take away from it, because if we do, it would be hard to get that money back in there. We will never get that $1 million back up. It will always be staying at $5,000. And so, you know, with that, just a little bit of that, I see, like the grounds people from Ceremonial Grounds, I think you've got Avika Ojibwa, Bagandala Hossa here, who are Pochohatsi. We got some that are concerned about losing this money. That's a lot of help to us. So, you know, we take pride in ourselves that what help we get from the nation, you know, we respect it. And everybody should, not just the certain ones, but everybody should respect that, hey, our nation is helping us. And to be able to, you know, welcome everybody. You know, if they go to church, tell them, come have supper with us. There ain't nothing wrong with it. Come visit us. Let's get reacquainted. That's the way I look at things. Manu.
Thank you for this time. I've visited with several pastors after we've seen this happening, and I'm in agreement with everybody here, with the lady who spoke today. A lot of the churches don't know this is available. My wife and I travel almost every Sunday to various Indian churches in our ministry. And we've been in some that the bathrooms don't work. We've been in some that don't have running water. We've been in some that, as in one here a couple weeks ago, they had to turn the water on from the meter to get water for the church, and they had a leak and they had to turn it off after each time they used it. And they weren't aware that there was help here. So, and I wasn't fully aware until this just come about here, but I'm in full agreement with them. We need to keep it where it is. We need, and with like the young lady said earlier, they don't know. And there needs to be some way of communication that we let these people know that it's available. Now, I understand it's 50,000. I understand, as Mr. Randall said here, that it could be if we had 10 people come after 50,000, then, you know, we're at a limit there. But I don't think that happens in occasion. But so many times we do need funds for these churches, whether it be bathrooms, whether it be plumbing, whether it be roads. And there have been many times we've been in these churches where they were so muddy we had to push cars to get them out. And we have a gentleman that's helped from these churches. I can call him and he will bring gravel out. But there are some churches that we haven't been able to get to. And again, I think this ought to stay where it's at. We ought to leave it is. And as the gentleman said, if we ever turn it back, we'll never get it back. So I would like to see you all keep it just like it is. Okay.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Yes.
I just want to say one thing before you guys vote. And, you know, I've known David Nichols all my life, and I've never known him to be hateful or spiteful, or I don't think this came from a place of discrimination or hate or him trying to punish or take anything away from anybody. He was just looking at $18 million deficit and extra money that we haven't been using for years to cover salaries, travel programs. And I agree. I mean, I attend RBCA and I go to Salt Creek United Methodist Church. I mean, and I know the grounds and the churches need a lot. But in that same spirit, because we're spiritual people, let's just leave here with good hearts. And there was a lot of bashing today that really made me sad, because David Nichols is a good man. And no matter where you align politically, I know this is an election year, that man would give anybody the shirt off his back because he's got a good heart. And he did not mean this in a hateful or spiteful way. So I had that on my heart and I wanted to say that.
Thank you.
We have one more on behalf of David Nichols. He is going to get with the churches and the Mikos and Dustinuggies and the Henyhaws, and he's going to talk about this too. So he's trying to set up a meeting as we speak. He couldn't be here tonight because he's at a forum in Tulsa. But again, you know, he didn't mean no harm to do this, you know, to bash anybody. He was just looking out, you know, for the deficit that we're in. But he is going to make an arrangements now to meet with the Mikos, Dustinuggies, Henyhaws, and people at the churches. So, thank you.
Yes.
The grant is written in a certain way, too, that only certain, you can only use it in certain ways. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things we discussed. We were saying, you know, maybe we can look at amending it. Because of, like, for the churches, it's strictly for improvement, you know, to, like, construction. I mean, someone couldn't come and say they needed propane. You know, that there's a certain specifics in the grant that we have to go revisit, you know, and see those things. And we're willing to do that. And that, you know, and I thought about the ceremonial grounds, and, you know, from my understanding, and I, you know, that some of the grounds are owned by non-Creeks, and I thought, we were talking about, we said, what if somebody, if they wanted to sell it, somebody passes away, and their kids say, oh, we're going to sell that land. We no longer want them out there. We're going to need some money to purchase that place. We're going to need that nest egg. And so I think there's a lot to it, and I'm happy, though, that a lot of people did voice their concerns and how they felt, so thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate everyone being here. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to speak on behalf of all the citizens that I think it should remain where it's at. It's under, in the financial section, that they're all special appropriations, they're annual, and I just think it needs to stay where it's at, because I know David's thinking about budget, but I don't think the citizens should have to suffer because the administration couldn't meet the budget. It's up to the administration to give you a budget, a balanced budget, and I don't think taking from people should be your job. And I think that we think that of the citizens first, and I think they could cut some areas and make their budget, and I don't think that people should have to suffer the consequences of that. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, what's the motion? We got a motion on.
Depass.
Motion was for depass. Any other comments or questions?
Discussion.
Yeah, you should have got a vote on it, so. Or postpone the motion for the motion on the table for depass. Roll call.
Mark Randolph?
No.
Joyce Dear?
No.
Ms. Jack?
No.
Mr. Chairman, I got 0 in favor and 3 against.
0 in favor, 3 against. That motion fails. Now, we do appreciate everybody being here and voicing their concerns, and we appreciate y'all coming out. Next item we have is NCA 15215, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a budget modification in excess of 10% for the Muscogee Creek Nation Tribal Transportation Program. And our sponsor is Ms. Charlene Aide.
Motion to pass.
We have a motion to be passed by Mr. Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Deer. Discussion. Sponsor is Ms. Aide.
Good evening. This bill is to just move all of the money in 2013 and the money that we give from federal roads, we give transit $500,000 a year. And we're just wanting to put everything into a contractual line because our funding comes a year late every year. So down to the end of the year, we're looking for ways to move money over to contractual to cover the two consultants we have. And we do a contract with CATS. And it all comes up to about $450,000. So I decided to move it all over to contractual line in 13 and 14. And that way we don't have to look at it. Sometimes we'll do modifications during the year and we'll get close to that 10%. And if we get above it, we have to come to y'all to get approval to move the money. So this just more covers those problems I'm having because the funding comes a year late.
Any questions? No questions? Roll call, please.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Ms. Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is NCA 15216, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a budget modification in excess of 10% for the Muscogee Creek Nation Tribal Transportation Program. Sponsor is Ms. Charlene Aide. What's the motion?
Motion to pass.
I have a motion for depass for Mr. Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Jack. Discussion.
It's the same bill, just a different funding year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item we have is NCA 15221, a law Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to assist the Oklahoma Indian Missionary Conference for the Legacy of Past Hope for the Future Benefit Gala and Silent Auction. Sponsor is Joyce Dare. Have a motion?
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Ms. Dare. Do we have a second? Do we have a second? Okay, that motion fails for lack of a second. Okay, that can, do we have any other business? No other business, okay. Okay, our next, no other business. Our next one is announcements. Anybody have any announcements? All right, our next item was our benediction, which will serve as our adjournment. And Ms. Dear, would you offer that for us?
Dear God, we thank you for this beautiful day. Father, we ask your guidance in all our decisions, Father. We ask your blessings be met with your favor, Father. We thank you for all the blessings of life and for your love and mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Shake your hand.